This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Luke 20:45 says this, "While all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished most severely.'" The King James says, "Such men will receive greater damnation." That sounds a lot stronger to me than being punished most severely. Go into chapter 21. "As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in 2 very small copper coins. 'I tell you the truth,' Jesus said, 'this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on.'" I want to talk about the last verses of chapter 20. You say, why are you combining the two? Because many of the commentators say this is the same incident, the same place in history. It's the same point in the life of Christ when this happens. And Jesus warns the people about people, beware of the teachers of the law. Now that, to me, on the face of it, is an ironic statement. Why would you beware of the teachers of the law? They're religious people, they're scholars, they're people that study the Bible. And here's the point. Sometimes deeply religious people can be people that offend the Lord. Sometimes the deeply religious man, the scholar, can be someone in terms of his personal conduct or personal life, offends the Lord God Almighty. And Jesus was talking about these teachers of the law that would walk in long flowing robes. I didn't understand what that meant. I had to do a little research on that. What was the criticism of the long flowing robes? Then I found out this, the only people that could afford in terms of their time to wear long flowing robes, the only men who could were teachers and scholars. Working men had to wear shorter garments because they were working. They were laying block, they were building houses, they were building furniture. So to wear a long flowing robe meant you had the time and the luxury of wearing that kind of garment. And he said, these teachers of the law like places of prominence. They like to be in the limelight, and they like to do things in front of other people, including their giving. And then Jesus made that statement, they will receive the greater damnation, which I don't know about you, is pretty frightening. I wouldn't want to see damnation, period, let alone the greater damnation. I've never done this in recent months, but I love the translation of the New Testament that's called The Message by Eugene Peterson. We're going to bring that same scripture that I just read verse for verse up in the Message. Let's read it together. I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to read it from the screen. "With everybody listening, Jesus spoke to his disciples. Watch out for the religion scholars. They love to walk around in academic gowns, preen in the radiance of public flattery, bask in prominent positions, sit at the head table at every church function. And all the time they're exploiting the weak and helpless. The longer their prayers, the worse they get. But they'll pay for it in the end. They'll pay for it in the end." Just then he looked up and saw the rich people dropping offerings in the collection plate. Then he saw a poor widow put in 2 pennies. He said, "The plain truth is that this widow has given by far the largest offering today. All these others made offerings that they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all."
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.